count Indiana House candidate Todd Houston among those who say full steam ahead to further education overhaul, which probably won't surprise you when you hear about his background. 4 years ago, when State Superintendent Tony Bennett was just a district superintendent in Clark County, Houston paid him a visit.
Met Tony January 2nd, 2008 in Scottsburg, Indiana, Cracker Barrel, and, kind of recruited him to do this.
And when Bennett won, he picked Houston as his chief of staff, a job he held for 2 years before returning to the private sector. But Houston says the work he began with Bennett in 2008 isn't finished yet.
You know, the thing about Tony is he's completely genuine, and, he says what he's going to do, and he goes and does it. And, you know, I recognize sometimes that will rankle people, but in truth, we just need more people like that.
So Houston's running unopposed as a Republican in Fishers for a state House seat. He says the data show the last 4 years of education policy changes are working. So why stop now? He adds he'd like to see Indiana reinvent the way high schools teach. But many Democrats seem far less eager to push as hard.
We're glad that you're here tonight.
About a dozen people have gathered at a public library in Ellettsville to hear a panel of Democratic General Assembly candidates share their views on Indiana's fast-moving education overhaul.
Well, I'm certainly hoping that at the minimum we slow it down.
Jeff Sparks is running for GOP incumbent Matt Ubelor's House seat. He's also a middle school principal in Linton who says he tells his students, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. The problem, as Sparks sees it, current education policy isn't fair to teachers.
There's not a teacher in the state who doesn't agree that we need to be accountable. It's just the manner in which it's been approached and the tenor of the discussion has been purely punitive, and that's not right.
Democrat Jim Mann is also an educator, a social studies teacher at Terre Haute South Vigo High School. He's running against another Republican incumbent, Bob Heaton. He says it's just like he teaches his government classes. To know if education programs are working, the legislature has to stop legislating.
We need a pause. You have to evaluate. You have to look. Some programs may be good. Some programs aren't so good. And so you have to reevaluate every step of the way.
To think about pausing, I think, you know, the world isn't going to pause.
Again, Fisher's Republican Todd Houston doesn't see it that way.
The economy is not going to pause because Indiana is uncomfortable with the fact that we have to do things differently.
Of course, determining what's speeding up and slowing down is a matter of perspective. Auburn Republican and Senate Education Committee Chair Dennis Cruz says the 2013 session will be an opportunity to refine existing policy.
I do think we definitely are going to slow down. You will not see as many major pieces of education reform, may not be any major pieces of legislation in education reform in the 2013 session.
But slow doesn't mean there won't be discussions about potentially impactful legislation. Cruz says the committee will likely consider a proposal from State Superintendent Tony Bennett to shorten the timeline the state uses to determine when to intervene in schools with chronically low test scores. But whether it's throttle up or throttle down on education policy, the electoral math works against the Democrats. Republicans will likely maintain majorities in both the state House and Senate. But Sparks says Democrats don't need control of the General Assembly to control the pace of Indiana's education overhaul. He hopes they can flip a few seats to send a message to Republicans. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.